Good afternoon. Welcome to Coffee and Conversation, a podcast brought to you by the Del Norte County Office of Education and the Del Norte County Unified School District. My name is Jeff Harris, and I'm the superintendent of schools for Del Norte County. And for those of you who have joined us before, you know that the podcast is designed to be about as long as it takes to sit down and have a conversation with a friend over a cup of coffee. So as we dive in today, you may hear a little background noise. It is spring here in Del Norte County, which means the grass is growing and the weed whackers are going. So with spring coming, with summer coming, a lot of folks are going to be out enjoying the community, enjoying what our county has to offer. And May is Water Safety Month. And for those of you who have lived here for any amount of time, you know that we have access to some of the most beautiful rivers and oceanfront, as well as lakes within a short drive. It's just an amazing place to be. But I think ultimately we want our students and their families to be safe. And so I want to talk a little bit about a program that has been in our community for years that unfortunately, some of our students, most of our students haven't taken advantage of, and that's the Junior Lifeguards Program. So joining me today is Dylan Clevenger. Dylan is the coordinator for the Junior Lifeguards Program. So Dylan, welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, so it wasn't that long ago that we met, right?
We're new friends.
So, and I'm not that familiar with Junior Lifeguards. Tell us a little bit about Junior Lifeguards.
Junior Lifeguards in general is basically, the simplest way to put it, is a way to desensitize kids and train kids in, or the youths in our community, in how to live and recreate safely, in our case, by the ocean.
Right.
Junior Lifeguards exists all over the world, most popular probably in Southern California, in Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, and also, you know, for the first time ever, here in Northern California. Our programs are more or less relatively new compared to a lot of junior lifeguard programs that have been around 30, 40, 50 years. This will be our third year in Del Norte and our seventh year in Trinidad. So we're excited to be here. Like Jeff said, and like is so obvious to anybody who drives past the beach on the 101 in any typical day in winter, we have some of the most beautiful and obviously rugged, dangerous coastline in the entire world, and the statistics show it. So, you know, what you get when you come out to Junior Lifeguards is just firsthand experience. You know, we teach everybody the basics, how to check the surf, how to interpret ocean conditions on your own, how to kind of have fun and do these things, you know, the safest way possible, which is important.
Yeah. So Dylan, how many students typically go through a junior lifeguard cohort?
That's a good question. We average about 55 kids per session.
Wow. Or
program participants. I say kids, even though somebody might be 22 years old.
Hey, when you're my age, they're all kids.
Exactly.
You're a kid. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll take it. Exactly. So we average about 55 young people.
So that's cool. So you've got about 55 students that are out there, folks that are out there. They're learning this process. And what's the typical age? Is it?
I would say our average age is probably about 12 to 15, but we'll work with people from 8 years old to 17. And yeah, sometimes, you know, the youngest people get the most out of it too.
So that's interesting. So it goes down to 8 years old?
8 years old, and everybody's broken up basically by their peer group.
Right.
So 8 to 10, 10 to 13, and then, you know, 13 to 15. It also goes a little bit by experience.
Mm-hmm.
8 year old, you can be pretty comfortable in the water, and maybe you're lucky enough to go out surfing with your parents or, you know, friends, and you have these experiences.
Right.
So maybe you move up a group, and vice versa. You know, if you're more comfortable kind of just the very, very beginner parts of the process, we'll work with anybody.
Okay. Well, and that's interesting because, again, when we think about junior lifeguards, right, I think that lifeguards sometimes throws folks off. They think that, okay, these guys are going to go out there. They're going to be saving lives and doing all this stuff. And really, like you said earlier, it's about that getting them desensitized to being in the water, helping them understand the safety component. So when the students go out there, they don't have to have any prior experience.
Right. We do ask that everyone who signs up for Junior Guards knows how to swim.
That's a critical part.
Which is pretty, it's a pretty vague requirement, and most programs do an actual swim test.
Right.
We took that away a couple of years ago, partially because of COVID and the lack of availability of local pools, but also because we're in a rural area, mm-hmm. and we understand that it's difficult to teach a kid to swim in the river versus, right. you know, down south where there's a 50-meter pool every other neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we will work with you from any level. And honestly, I think too, the fear and the excitement of first getting started, you know, I think that's really smart. That's actually smart. When I see kids who are a little hesitant to, or students who are a little hesitant to kind of make those first steps into the water, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I wish everybody was like that.
Well, because while it can be fear, it's also respect for that environment, right?
And you just have to have the respect for the environment. Bottom line is that's what we're out here to teach.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not so much doom and gloom. You know, it is a scary, heavy ocean, but not every day is like that. So if you learn how to interpret the conditions, if you just have a sense for what you're looking at, and you have a little bit of defense, like you have those improved swimming skills, mm-hmm. knowledge of a paddleboard, knowledge of a boogie board, you're going to be inherently, I mean, so much safer than if you never had these experiences or knowledge under an umbrella like professional lifeguards right. to keep you safe.
So let's talk a little bit. You had talked about a student being able, and I think that's really cool. You know, you're talking about an 8 to 15 year old being able to walk out there and look at conditions and say, this is a dangerous condition, or this is an okay condition. What might that look like? Or what just a brief summary of what that training might be for a student?
Sure. So we like to just first thing first, line everybody up and talk about the dangers that day. At South Beach, it might be rip currents. Mm-hmm. It might be inshore holes, you know, or breaking waves. Whereas in some beaches, it might be just a steep beach, really deep trough, really, really challenging water entry, or rocks, or all the things that make a beach unsafe. So you can go out there and kind of start making like a mental list. Like, okay, I see rocks over there. I see a rip current right out front. And a lot of people don't show up at the beach at 8 years old and say, oh yeah, there's a big rip right in front of me, you know, so.
Or at 50.
Right. Or if you just haven't had that time.
Right.
So that's where we come in, and we can give you very specific, very easy visual cues.
Okay.
That, you know, I remember I did junior lifeguard since I was 9 years old. And I remember still we'd call a rip current. You'd be like, it kind of looks like a muddy mushroom, you know,
yeah.
It's just an area in the surf where water is going to take the swiftest route back out to sea. And a lot of times, you know, rips are recurring.
Right.
Going to happen in the same place over and over and over again. And once you know how to identify that, a rip current, you know, that's something you should use to your advantage, right? Help you get out past the surf, sneak right over to the break. It's kind of like a keyhole, like a magic carpet ride out into the lineup, right? But if you get caught off guard, if you're coming into this environment where you're unsure of what's happening, this is the first time you've ever been out in the ocean and now you're instantly caught in a rip and you start to panic. That's where the issues usually come up.
Yeah, that's where it gets dangerous.
Exactly.
Right. And I jokingly said or 50, but, yeah. but it's true, right? I mean, we've got 28,000 people who live here, hundreds of thousands of people who roll through here at some point during the summer. And oh my gosh, what a great thing if more people participated in these sorts of programs and were ready for what they found at the ocean, because it draws a lot of people, right? No matter what part of the ocean you go to.
Yes. Yeah. I think if you're coming in from 115 degree day in Central Oregon and you know, you head down the 199 and the first thing you see is South Beach, I mean, it's pretty enticing. The ocean kind of draws a lot of people in.
And it looks relatively calm and you'd think, oh, this is just an easy one.
Right. You know, I really think the worst thing you can do is let your guard down, go out there. And it's kind of like if you ever I've lifeguarded for 15 years. So if you ever watch, you know, people just get out of the car and just run down to the beach, you're missing some of the important steps right there. You know, kind of like how dogs get excited and just run out of the car, run onto the beach. Well, you know, don't do that. take a second, look at the environment around you and like everyone says, it's so beautiful. It's so rugged. We have these rivers flowing freely into the ocean, bringing sand, mm-hmm. changing our beaches and big storms in the winter, taking the sand back out to sea. And really, because it's so rugged and raw and natural, that's why it's so dangerous.
Right.
There's a lot of current. There's a lot of complicated factors in our environment.
Right.
That, you know, I'm not a meteorologist. Nobody pays me for that. But it's pretty obvious just to see that even though our natural world is so beautiful, the fact that it is so rugged is it's why this stuff is of special importance here right. in the Northern California region.
I think that it's one of those things where people come up and they go for a walk on Walker Road, but taking a walk on Walker is vastly different than hiking Devil's Punch Bowl. Right. And like you said, going for a swim, maybe just off of Dana Point or Ventura or something, it's going to be different than going for a swim off Point St. George.
Correct. Yeah.
So I think helping our kids locally understand what that looks like here. Great safety tip moving forward. But just before we started recording, you and I were talking a little bit too about the health and kind of injury response piece that goes into the junior lifeguard program as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. So if you join junior guards, we'll get you trained up on first aid, CPR, head, neck, and back injuries. Basically, you get sort of a small little bit of an idea of kind of what the basic day and the basic skills required to be a first responder.
Mm-hmm.
Are going to be. So every single year we get a story, you know, about somebody out in the community, like they're down at the beach with their friends, they're on a mountain bike ride, someone who's completed our program and their friends crash the bike. One of the people ends up getting, you know, a serious
injured in some way. Yeah,
injury.
Yeah.
And the other kids, the junior guards, are like, hey, you can't move. We're going to call 911 right away. And they run these little patient assessments. And I guess the point is, you know, even if you're not carrying a backboard, a full trauma bag, oxygen, any medications, you can do a lot of good being a witness.
Oh, sure.
Being a conscientious individual and having this little bit of fundamental training.
Right. Well, because just those little things can mean the difference between maybe life and death, but or greater injury. Right.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how responsible youth really are when they know what's going on. Matter of fact, I've watched some of them respond to some of these situations, and they're probably more aware and conscientious than some of the adults who want to take immediate action, where the kids will sit back and say, wait a minute, this is what I learned.
Right. Absolutely. It's, you know, I believe in, that's why I'm so into this program too, is I really believe in the generation behind us.
Right.
Right. The kids, the young students coming up.
Right.
And same with, you know, not to change the subject, but the same power that you young folks can have with helping in medical emergencies is mm-hmm. the same thing with the interpretive information about, you know, learn about the ocean, learn about the beaches, learn about the river, the watersheds, plastic pollution. And there's nothing more powerful than as an adult when a younger person looking way up at me has to say, you know, hey, like, well, maybe you should try it this way, or maybe like don't, you know, throw anything down the storm drain. Right. You guys have all the power.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really true.
And it's really cool, right? Because it builds that sense of community. It's that social responsibility that we have just as members of, I'll just say Del Norte, because that's where we are and we're better than most other places. But it makes the whole community a better place to be when kids are growing up and our community grows up together with this awareness of what am I trying to say? I think of what keeps it great and what makes it better, right? And I think that you hit the nail on the head too. I think the Junior Lifeguards program, great, great stepping stone into maybe a medical career pathway or some job in working with the environment, whether that is limiting environmental pollution, whether it's protecting, preserving forests, going into forestry, whatever it is. I think that our kids start to learn, even if they grow up and they follow their grandparents or their parents as far as a fisherman, right? Knowing these things and being safe, can help them kind of think about careers in different ways. Because one of the, I know that we've talked just briefly before, along with Aaron Gates, who works for State Parks too. And that is really, we want kids to also understand that there are job opportunities here that are, that exist only because of where we are. And that's a pretty powerful thing in and of itself, that lifeguards can really push with kids, right? Just kind of what else is out there.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's if you have any kind of inkling or interest about being a first responder, our program's perfect for you, because you're going to get immersed in that world. It might be the very first time you get, you know, how to splint a broken limb or how to control a bleeding patient. And yeah, not only that, but you affiliate yourself with the park and you start to network, and even you're young and this is fun. I didn't think I would graduate college and still be a lifeguard, you know, but you never know where it's going to take you when you kind of follow your heart and do these things. And if the ocean's calling to you, or public service is really something you think you're interested in, then this is a great opportunity. The sky's the limit, really.
So let's talk a little bit about the program. So I know that there's one in Trinidad, one up here. When does the Del Norte program start?
Yeah, so we'll be up here August 7th through the 11th and August 14th through the 18th.
So two different sessions?
Yes, 2 1-week sessions.
And when is registration deadline?
August 1st.
August 1st. So let's talk about this just really quick too. So you had mentioned, you know, kind of clustering kids by age spans, 8 to 10, 11 to 13, 14, 15. What does it look like if a student says, you know, can I only do this once? Or what does it look like if I do this every year? Is there a progression in what they learn or what?
Absolutely. So as your comfort level rises and your ocean confidence and skills grow, we'll continue to find ways to challenge you. we have kids who started out, kids. Yeah, we have
kids.
People who started out with us, you know, actually as kids, 9, 10 years old, and they came around, did the junior guards. They became a junior lifeguard assistant, which is basically a volunteer program. And we've actually hired 13 of our former assistants to become lifeguards.
Oh, wow.
And the whole time, you know, as they get better, we're able to take them out further in the ocean, get a more in-depth experience and training, start to affiliate them with our partner agencies, like the fire departments, the Coast Guard, start to open some of those doors. And then they still come out to the workouts and they just get closer and closer to us when we're racing or training or just having fun and surfing. And it's really the most rewarding thing is to see them actually like surpass you when you're like, oh, I remember this kid and they weren't even close. And now I'm not even close. So
yeah,
it's, we have a strong staff who can continue to challenge people at any level. We have really good surfers, really good, talented swimmers, paddlers, and just really knowledgeable lifeguards overall. So
no, that's cool. Well, and I know that one of the first things that crosses everybody's mind is how much does this cost, right? Because that's the kicker. And that sometimes for our people in our community, that's a stumbling point.
Yeah. So there is good news. We are a state park program. So we do offer scholarships and financial assistance in various different forms. You can get in touch with me and we'll definitely work something out if you qualify. And it's $250 a week. So our premium is about $10 an hour per kid, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And we felt that was pretty fair.
That's a pretty comprehensive program.
Pretty fair for what you're getting. It's pretty rare. No one's ever told me to my face they didn't have a good time. So for the most part, feedback's very strong. We get a lot of returners. It's a good, wholesome environment.
Well, and I think the other positive piece is not only can the state parks help with some scholarships and other things, but the GOLD grant that we have as a county office. So for some of the folks who may be listening, GOLD stands for Greater Outdoor Awareness and Learning, Greater Outdoor Access and Learning. And it is a grant that was provided to the County Office of Ed by the California Department of Parks. And so really what it is it's about getting our community out into local state parks, but we're actually sponsoring students to take this at no cost. So again, Dylan, I think we're going to have you be the gatekeeper for that, working with our program tech. But our goal really is to fill this program up, right?
Yep. I think let's do it. The GOAL program's awesome for the Office of Education to provide. I've never heard of a large educational institution doing something like that. So definitely take advantage of it. And if not, we have people who come in as donors and they ask us every year, like, my kids are grown and out of the house, but this program benefited so much. Can I pay for one of the scholarship students?
Right.
And we're so blessed to have that kind of support.
Yeah.
And like I said, we'll get you in there. Especially if you're really interested or you think this would be a good benefit. We don't want to leave anyone behind for this program.
So that's cool, man. And we're at the end of our time. It's amazing how fast it goes, isn't it?
Oh yeah. What are we at? 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
20 minutes. I know. But just really quickly, do they need any special equipment? Wetsuits or any other gear, is that provided? What does that look like?
Yeah, basic stuff you'd bring. Think like a water bottle, a lunch. We provide sunscreen. We can provide wetsuits.
Okay.
If you buy your own wetsuit, that's preferred for your own comfort. But I have wetsuits for everybody who's on a scholarship. And besides that, nope.
Just they're good to go.
Basic day at the beach. Yeah, pretty much everything's provided. You don't need your own surfboard. We have them.
And a let's go attitude.
And a good attitude, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you got that from the website. But yeah, come in ready to be part of a team.
Right.
And push yourself a little bit.
So where can folks get more information or find your contact information and sign up?
Go to the California State Parks website. And in the search bar, just type North Coast Junior Lifeguards. We are the only North Coast Junior Lifeguards. So I'm on there under sign up page or contact info. My name is plastered all over there, so you should be able to find it.
So that's cool. And we'll also put your contact info on our website. Folks can access it on dnusd.org. We'll have that up on top, or you can go to dncoe.org, the county website, and we'll make sure that you can get there doing that as well. But again, that'll just take you back to the state parks website because that's where the actual registration information is.
Correct. Yeah, we have Instagram and Facebook as well for the tech savvy folks.
That's not me.
Yeah. But if you want to see some pictures of what's going on or get an idea of kind of the development of the program over the years, it's all archived right there. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, well, Dylan, thanks for joining me, and I really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for having me.
All right, and have fun out there.